Freeze. And the Freeze want to take timeout. 49.5 seconds to go. The Freeze will use a timeout, and so will we. Pass is intercepted here by Demetrius Oberg. Inside the 3-yard line as Oberg picks it off for the Storm. As it was Skyme looking downfield, looking to go for Budashevsky, I believe, in the end zone. And Oberg stepped in front of that pass. So the Storm will take over following the turnover. And McGlynn will just take a knee inside the 5-yard line. And maybe one more snap we'll see here before this game comes to a close. And plenty of people able to make their way out here for this game today. A very cold afternoon in Argyle today. But nonetheless, the field looked good for this entire ball game. Nice job again by this crew in Argyle to get this football field ready. And the clock has hit zeros now in Argyle, and that will do it here for this regular season finale between the Freeze and the Storm. Final score, Stephen Argyle Central Storm 34 and the Northern Freeze 13. Again, your final, Storm 34, Freeze 13. Looking at the final numbers. So the Freeze passing today, it was three completions for quarterback Nolan Bakke. Or quarterback Brady Skyme, excuse me, one of them to Nolan Bakke for 8 yards, and then one for 15 yards to Adam Budashevsky, and then one for 10 yards to Adam Morstead, for a total of 33 yards passing for quarterback Brady Skyme. And then also for the Freeze running backs, 12 carries, 36 yards, and one rushing touchdown of 12 yards for Blake Sillenpah. Brady Skyme would carry it 9 yards for 58. Or 9 carries, 58 yards. He had a 43-yard rushing touchdown on 9 carries, as mentioned. And then Nolan Bakke, 7 carries for 28 yards as well. 1 carry for 1 yard for Easton Olsen, and 1 carry for 3 yards for Austin Kotsmick for the Northern Freeze. As for the Storm, 5 carries, 43 yards, and a touchdown for James Peterson. His touchdown was from 20 yards out. Jason Lindgren, 3 carries for 49 yards, had a 34-yard rushing touchdown. And then Michael Jacobson, 2 carries for 17 yards and a 1 rushing touchdown of 18 yards. And Demetrius Oberg, 9 carries for 28 yards. Riley Clausen, 1 carry for 3 yards. And William McGlynn had a couple carries as well, but for minus 4 yards. Both of them were, one of them was a quarterback kneel, so really didn't count in terms of rushing, but just overall yardage. And then Zachary McGlynn threw it 5 times today, 4 completions. For McGlynn in the ballgame, 2 touchdown passes, one of them from 13 yards out to Brandon Kroll, and the other one from 26 yards out to his other tight end, Colton Paniak. Paniak, 1 catch for 26 yards and a touchdown. Jason Lindgren, 1 catch for 10 yards, and Brandon Kroll, 2 catches for 47 yards and a touchdown as well. First downs in the game, each team accumulates 9 first downs. 1 penalty was on the Freeze, and 9 total turnovers. We had a bunch of fumbles and a few interceptions as well. 5 turnovers on the Freeze, and 4 on the Storm today as well. And so again, now we break down each possession in the second half. Freeze would start it off with a punt. Storm would score on their first possession of the half, a 20-yard rushing touchdown for James Peterson. Extra point was good. That made it 34-0 Storm, and that would be it for the scoring for the Storm in the ballgame. Freeze would have it back. They would have an interception. It was intercepted by Demetrius Oberg, one of his 2 interceptions on defense today. And then the Storm would fumble it back, fumble recovered by Adam Budashevsky of the Freeze. And then the Freeze would cash in. They would take a nice 93-yard drive from their own 7-yard line and score on a 12-yard rushing touchdown for the fullback Blake Sillenpah. 2-point conversion was no good. It was 34-6. Storm would lead at that point. And then the Storm would get it back at their own 46-yard line. They would fumble it back to the Freeze and a fumble recovered by Jackson Clegstead. And then the Freeze again would cash in on a 43-yard rushing touchdown by quarterback Brady Skyme. And he would also knock in the extra point as well. They made it 34-13. And then the Freeze would get it back on a botched punt by the Storm, as it was a wide snap to Aiden Anderson, the punter. And he just had to go down with the football. The Freeze took over, but then they would have it intercepted again by Demetrius Oberg, and the Storm would just kneel on the football at that point. Total yards in the game, the Storm would have 219 total yards. Freeze with 159 total yards rushing and passing as well. Now we'll get into our player of the ball game here this afternoon. Nominees for each team. First, I'm going to go for the freeze. My nominations are Blake Sillenpaugh and Brady Skime. Sillenpaugh again with 12 carries for 36 yards and a rushing touchdown. And then also Brady Skime would have three completions for 33 yards passing. And then also rush at 50 or 9 carries for 58 yards and a 43-yard rushing touchdown. So again, Blake Sillenpaugh and Brady Skime for the freeze. And as for the storm, I'm going to go Zachary McGlynn. Excuse me, 4 for 5 passing for McGlynn this afternoon for 83 yards, 2 passing touchdowns. And then also Demetrius Olberg, who carried it 9 times for 28 yards, but had 2 interceptions on defense. So McGlynn and Olberg for the storm. And again, Sillenpaugh and Skime for the freeze. Who will it be? Welcome back, our Northern Garage Door player of the game, Brady Skime and Blake Sillenpaugh for the freeze, Zachary McGlynn and Demetrius Olberg for the storm. I'm going to go with the senior quarterback, Zachary McGlynn of the Stephen Argyle Central Storm. 4 for 5, 83 yards passing, 2 passing touchdowns today for the Stephen Argyle Central senior quarterback, Zachary McGlynn. So congratulations to Zachary McGlynn. You are on track as the Northern Garage Door player of the game. We'll score again. Storm 34 and the freeze 13. So long for now, and back later on KTRF. I wanna do the victory dance.